new listeners, certainly the longtime listeners, understand or know my feelings about Daniel Estulin. As we talk off air, we have pretty deep discussions. We talk about different people. One of the people whose names comes up invariably is Rob Kirby, and how much Daniel thinks of Rob Kirby. I have not personally interviewed Rob since I've been on. I was really excited to get him. I've done some research about him, listened to some of his videos, just highly, highly impressed. He has a background in finance. We'll get to that. He's a Canuck, a fellow Canuck with Daniel Estulin. He's the best import since maple syrup, I guess. I mean, we're just really excited to have him on. And his website, KirbyAnalytics.com, you can check that out, KirbyAnalytics.com. He's an expert in currency and economy, in market forecasts, what have you. You can check out that website. And the man himself, Rob Kirby, welcome to the Power Hour.
Absolute pleasure to be with you.
Yes, thank you. I want to start this interview off a little different. I mean, usually we'll talk about problems or what we see. I want to do it a little bit in the reverse. And for myself, the guests we have on, the things we talk about, the specifics in the maybe even spiritual esoteric nature of what we're dealing with, the real dirt. We have people like Catherine Austin Fitz on. I know who you think very highly of. And of course, at some point, it kind of concerns me the possible pressure or, you know, as we see our show be sabotaged or we see getting delisted or our channel getting killed, all these things, they concern you a little bit. Are you concerned about what you say? Because what you say, you go way beyond what we talk about here, usually economically. Are you concerned about that?
I mean, I guess, yeah, I'm concerned. But I mean, it's regardless of whether I'm concerned or not, it's not going to prevent me from speaking my mind about what I view as atrocities that are being committed on an ongoing daily and ongoing basis in our capital markets. So, you know, I got very, very sick back in January, late January of this year, and I almost died, and I had double pneumonia, and I had blood clots in my lungs, and the doctors have told me it's a miracle that I lived, and the doctors tell me they have no clue what happened to me. But I had complete pulmonary failure right out of the blue, and my recovery was miraculous. And the doctors who have tended to me have told me that it was basically a medical miracle that I lived. So, you know, the doctors don't know what it was that took me down. And but I got very, very ill. So
does that give you
poisoned?
Does that give you, you know, in some ways that's liberating? Does that like, well, you know, I've been to the death's door. I mean, here I am. But you know, what worse can happen? Does that liberate you in some way?
Well, I mean, you know, like I mean, my attitude is, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here, and I'm still doing what I do, and you know, I really don't know what to say. You know, it's almost like a Forrest Gump type of thing. Well, that's all I got to say about that. So, you know, it happened, and there's no medical explanation for what happened to me. You know, I asked my doctor if what had happened to me was consistent with poisoning, and he said yes. You know, but that's as far as it goes because, you know, nobody's going to speculate. And, you know, interestingly, Catherine Fitz was afflicted in much the same way I was four times years ago, where she was on death's door and she was poisoned, and they were able to determine in her case that it was arsenic poisoning three times, and something so psychedelic that they couldn't even figure out what it was the fourth time, and she has no conception how the, you know, the agent got into her body. She has no idea. But she was poisoned. So, anyway, whether I was poisoned or not, I don't know. I have no idea.
Let me ask you this question, then. What is so dangerous about what you speak of that would incite such a reaction? What is it that troubles them by what you say?
You see, something that I talk about a lot is the secretive adjunct of the U.S. Treasury called the Exchange Stabilization Fund. And the Exchange Stabilization Fund was created in 1934, right after the American government confiscated gold from the American public at 20 bucks an ounce and then revalued it up, creating a windfall profit of between $2 and $3 billion dollars in the day in 1934 dollars. And that $2 to $3 billion was used as the seed money for Exchange Stabilization Fund. So with the stroke of a pen, the Exchange Stabilization Fund in 1934 became the most powerful financial entity on the planet, bar none. And the mandate of the Exchange Stabilization Fund is to perpetuate the dollar and its use in trade settlement. They produce no financials, and they're accountable to nobody, and they're operated at the discretion of the Secretary of the Treasury in the United States. It's been admitted and documented that over the years they've been involved in everything from regime change, arms trade, the drug trade, and we don't know what else because nobody talks about the Exchange Stabilization Fund. And I find it completely and utterly amazing that the most powerful financial entity on the planet and not one of the people who wear pinstripe suits on Wall Street want to say jack about it.
Let me summarize here for our audience, and you fill in the blank, and you tell me where I'm wrong, and we'll continue from there. So basically, in the 30s, Roosevelt said, we need all your gold under penalty of imprisonment. We're going to steal your gold. It was revalued almost double. The spread of that money turned out to be about $2 or $3 billion. From there, it began this off-book organization that was used basically to protect the financial interests of the U.S. corporation to do its bidding. That's basically what you're saying, and that's continued since then to ensure the Bretton Woods and the petrodollar, that all the settlements are in dollars, so to speak, that the influence of the military-industrial complex, whatever this deep state entities of America had the funding and had the enforcement arm financially to do it. That's basically what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. And just to put the icing on the cake, anybody who chooses to discuss or talk about the Exchange Stabilization Fund and the activities it's engaged in becomes as popular overnight as Edward Snowden. So there's a huge disincentive for anybody in – it's a career ender. If you work on Wall Street and you start talking about the Exchange Stabilization Fund, you'll find yourself out of a job very quickly.
How – what is the influence today? So we hear Plunge Protection Team. Is that basically the 21st century version of this?
Well, I would contend that the Exchange Stabilization Fund is the repository – of something that Catherine Austin Fitz and Dr. Mark Skidmore, a PhD economist at Michigan State University, they have documented using government data from HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and Department of Defense, analyzing their books from 1998 to 2015. They have documented that there is $21 trillion in unsupported adjustments in their books, meaning that $21 trillion flowed through the books of those two government agencies and disappeared into the ether. And, you know, Dr. Mark Skidmore at Michigan State University is an expert in public finance. His work is beyond doubt. And he and his team of PhD economics students, along with Catherine Austin Fitz, former Undersecretary of Housing and Urban Development, their work is solid, and their work is all posted at Catherine Austin Fitz's website, Solari.com, The Missing Money. And the Exchange Stabilization Fund, I would have it, is where this money is housed. And it might be more than $21 trillion, but let's just say trillions of dollars are basically deep-sixed in the within the confines of the Exchange Stabilization Fund, and it's sort of like a, I call it a rainy day fund, and it's money that monetary authorities in America can marshal up very quickly if they need to, for instance, submit bids at a U.S. government bond auction that isn't going so well. They can very quickly marshal up and put bids in for the auction so that the auction goes off and never fails. And this way it makes the U.S. dollar look strong, and it makes the U.S. bond market look liquid. And if the U.S. dollar was as strong as it is, or they claim it is, and if the U.S. bond market was as liquid as they claim it is, I have questions. The questions are this. Why is it that foreign countries who used to sell their crude oil for dollars are no longer doing so? Wouldn't you think that if the dollar was really strong, that foreigners who have, you know, millions and millions of barrels of oil to sell a day, wouldn't they want to take their, you know, in return for their oil, they would want to take dollars where they could invest the dollars for a positive yield in the U.S. government bond market instead of taking euros and investing in the euro-denominated bond markets where yields are all negative? So, you know,
well,
I have a good question.
I have a fundamental problem with that. I got a couple thoughts on this. You say there's 21 trillion missing. Well, you don't. Catherine Alston Fitz, Dr. Skidmore. We've detailed that on other interviews for our audience. That's eerily similar to the quoted national debt. Our national debt is supposedly about 21, 22 trillion, and then just happens to be that Catherine finds 21 trillion missing. Does that, I mean, that thought just ran through my head. Is that a coincidence, or is there something to that?
Good question, and I don't know if that's a coincidence or not. But I mean, I've noticed it. Let's just say that. I've noticed that just like I noticed I got very sick earlier this year. And it's funny how things rhyme.
You mentioned gold. Again, boy, everything seems to go back to gold at some point when you talk about money. Does America have gold in Fort Knox, or is this an illusion too?
Well, let's just put it this way. There's been no credible audit of the U.S. gold reserve since the Eisenhower administration. So it's a very, very good question, and I am highly doubtful whether the United States possesses or has clear title to the 8,100 metric tons of gold they claim to have. And the only way that's ever going to be, decided factually is if there's a credible audit performed on the U.S. gold reserve. And I don't see the U.S. Treasury or the Federal Reserve making any kind of, they could settle this so quickly because, I mean, an audit isn't that cumbersome to perform. And, you know, they could put all these people who they claim are conspiracy theorists, as it relates to gold, they could take all that doubt away, and they could ruin the whole hypothesis of gold bugs if they just performed a credible audit. But that hasn't happened, and I don't see it ever happening.
You were right there working in the financial markets, at some point. Were you there at the point? You mentioned Morgan Stanley. I've heard you talk about that in interviews and how you were there when the derivatives were being invented and sold. And talk about that process a little bit and what you saw, basically Morgan Stanley on the operating table and rising from the dead.
Well, you see, the interest rate derivatives are credit instruments, and which means
Explain that, Rob, but let's break that. Be real simple with that. So people hear that word all the time. We hear that it's a time bomb. What is that really? What is that?
Okay. Well, an interest rate derivative is a bet. Okay. So if I bet you, $5 that somebody's going to win a football game, you might be very willing to, if you like the other team, you might be very willing to engage in the bet. okay? Because there's going to be, one of us is going to be right, because somebody's going to win, and somebody's going to lose, okay? So it's a bet. Now, in an interest rate derivative, you're betting on interest rates in the future, okay? So, and when banks make bets on interest rates, they don't bet $5 at a time. They bet, typically trading units are a minimum of 25 million at a time. So if you're betting somebody on a $25 million amount, that is going to be higher or lower than a strike price, substantial dollars are in play, because if I'm right, I stand to make maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars, and if I'm wrong, the other side stands to make hundreds of thousands of dollars, so or maybe millions of dollars. So what ends up happening, I have to have a credit line for you. I have to accept you as a credit before I make that bet with you, if I'm making it on such a large amount. Because I'm not going to make a $25 million bet with a guy who doesn't have a job. Because if I win, I might lose anyway, because he can't afford to pay me. So when I say they're credit instruments, both sides of the bet have to accept the other side of the bet as a viable entity, which means they'll take the risk, or they'll take that name's risk before they make the bet. So I can tell you that in the depths of the financial crisis, nobody would lend money to Morgan Stanley on an overnight basis, and they were cut off from the credit markets. But yet they grew their derivatives book by 8 or 10 or 12. It was a stupid number of trillions of dollars in notional, which means people were making bets with them when the whole world wouldn't accept them as a counterparty. And that tells you that, the interbank market, the free market, wasn't making those trades with Morgan Stanley. The only entity on the planet that would have the motive or the heft to make those bets with Morgan Stanley, a firm that was ostensibly insolvent, the only entity on the planet that would do that would be the U.S. Treasury. And that was so that they could reanimate the corpse, because they recapitalized them through making these outrageous bets, which were bets that Morgan Stanley had in the bag to win. And that's how they recapitalized them and brought them back to life.
You're telling me in our audience that basically the United States Treasury, the good name and credit and faith and credit of the American people, has been used to basically control and manipulate Wall Street to whatever end they decide is good for them. And that the banks are basically running, the banks' interests are basically running everything, more or less.
The deep state is what controls the Exchange Stabilization Fund. The deep state is the entity that has stolen the 21 missing trillion that Catherine Fitz and Dr. Skidmore talk about, and it's the deep state that runs our financial universe as we know
okay.
it currently.
All right, let me ask you a couple just pointed questions. The stock market, as we're seeing it, are we seeing a melt-up? Are we seeing just a controlled market? I mean, it sounds like this whole thing is just a totally rigged casino, a bookie-type relationship. There's nothing real about the stock market right now, is there?
Well, I mean, what we've seen in the stock market since Trump has been elected, what's occurring in the stock market with it going up almost vertically is a reflection of how much money is being fed into the system. You see, fiat money systems with compound interest have a life cycle where the growth of money moves upward to the right at a very shallow slope until it reaches an inflection point, which is it's absolutely a function of math, that the growth rate in fiat money has to inflect and go vertical. And we're on the vertical part of the curve now. Money supply is growing at a vertical parabolic rate. And what we're seeing in the equity markets is the manifestation of money that's being fed into the system, which must be fed into the system, or the system collapses. And you see, years ago, the Federal Reserve modeled all this, and they knew that they would reach the day when the inflection point would happen and money growth would have to be vertical. And that's why they salted away $21 trillion or more that they could subsequently feed in when the day came that they had to. Basically, they're buying time because this is not sustainable what they're doing. But it is a mathematical certainty. And I would only say to your listeners, if you want to understand this life cycle of fiat money, Google the name Chris Martinson and Crash Course, and you will be taken to a video expose on the life cycle of fiat money. And Chris Martinson produced this in early 2009, and it explained that this life cycle and how we transit onto a part of the curve where money growth has to be infinite up. And that's what we're getting now. And that's why the stock market continues to go higher. That's why real estate prices are up all over the world. And that's why the price of precious metals has to be contained, because the precious metals act as the price of precious metals acts as a canary in the coal mine, that too much money is being printed. So they have to basically shut the canary up or turn off the smoke alarms so that people don't recognize that too much money is being printed.
There's the music. There's the break. More with Rob Kirby on the other side. We're going to get into this. KirbyAnalytics.com. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, Analytics.com. Wow, what an interview. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Really enjoying our interview with Rob Kirby. We'll get back here momentarily. Want to make you aware of the specials over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. I can pretty much assure you there's something there that you could use or that you need for either you or your loved ones. Buy from the good guys, will you? Buy from us, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You can call directly till 4 o'clock Central every day or a weekday and talk to Jay. Global Healing Center products, the Oxy Powder, the Detoxidine, the foot pads, the detox foot pads. I haven't used those before. I've heard Wayne Elliott. He's going to be on 2 days. I think Thursday he'll be on. He talks about those. Vegan Safe B12 and the Lateral Flora, the probiotics in the pill form that can sit on your shelf. Very good. You've requested those, so we bring them back. The things you want, we bring back, ladies and gentlemen. You let us know. Of course, Strauss Heart Drops, of course, one of the biggest selling things that we have and most influential and really life-altering and life-changing effects by the Strauss Heart Drops. Smooth Oregano from them also, and the Cold Storm this time of year. Those are things to consider. All on sale over the Power Mall. The Silver Botanicals. Dean was here to talk about deodorant. I've never used a natural deodorant. I never used any deodorant that works as well as the Silver Botanicals, the Silver Shield spray you can use for a variety of things. It's just great to have. I've never used the Mad Jai Rumen body spray. Dean's going to send me one, he said. I want to really smell what that is like, and I bet you that'll fill up a room. It'd be great. Anything but those plug-ins. Oh, my gosh, and those candles. Ugh. At the mall, I got, like, you know, Yankee Candle stores or whatever. I got to, like, run past those stores because it about knocks me down. If you want to send snail mail to us, the Power Hour, P.O. Box 519, Marshfield, Missouri, 65706. Marshfield, Missouri, 65706, care of P.O. Box 519. If you're a new listener or even old listener, you've never purchased or you haven't purchased from us for a while, you can use the code FIRST10 at checkout, or you can tell Jay, you know, you're a new customer, and you'll get 10% off your order. Just ask for it. Yeah, there you go. ThePowerMall.com. That's how we're supported. Thank you so much for your support, your purchases, and your donations. Especially December is usually our toughest month because everybody's with the holidays and what have you. Now, I understand it, but, you know, our shortwave bill still comes and all these things. Independent media is being crunched more and more. I mean, heck, we're talking to a guy that, you know, all likelihood is probably poisoned for speaking out and bringing the information that he's bringing you. Please support the good guys. Please support us, not Amazon, not these other places. We're the ones, Rob is the one risking his life, literally, to bring you the truth that deserves some respect and some attention. So, and the products are great. So thank you so much. You're the best. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Rob. KirbyAnalytics.com. You have market predictions there, market analysis, among other things. You got great subscriptions. Why don't you just real quickly tell us what you offer there? What can people purchase?
Well, I write maybe not as frequently as I should, but I write and post material on my site for subscribers. I do a lot of communication with my subscribers, you know, by private email, and I keep people apprised of everything I'm doing in media. So I would assume that at some point there will be a link for this interview we're doing, and I will email that link to all my subscribers when I get it. So I try to keep people informed of everything that I'm doing publicly. So, and, you know, and I write and try to contribute as much as I can. And that's what I do.
Well, you do quite a bit. Let me get back to our discussion. Catherine talks about this quite extensively. I think this is very key. If, you know, people are listening and they're like, well, wait a minute, Rob, I watch Fox News. You know, I don't watch CNN. I hate CNN, so I don't believe them, but I watch Fox News. I trust them, or vice versa. They don't tell me anything about this. I mean, everything's, the stock market's going up. I mean, people have jobs. You know, the black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been, supposedly. I don't even understand what you're talking about. I think a key component to this, and that what really has to be, is that for this to be pulled off, especially at this point in time, when you're telling me that the money supply, the balance sheet is growing exponentially. If you can imagine that, ladies and gentlemen, the money printing is now begun. That there has to be a way to keep this secret or hidden or what have you. That's why Catherine and Rob are such threats to this, because it's an illusion. FASB 56, I think this is exceedingly key. Briefly talk about FASB 56. And how it relates to everything that you've said.
Well, you see, when Catherine Fitz and Mark Skidmore did their work and presented their documentation of the missing money, what they were really asking the administration in America and what they were asking the money interests, they were asking for them to explain a fundamental question: how much money is there in existence? And their answer was the passage of new legislation called FASB 56. And what FASB 56 did was give the United States federal government a pass from being subject to accounting. So not only did they not get a clean answer on how much money really exists, the government brought in new legislation, which means they are not subject to accounting anymore, which means they never have to give a straight answer to that question. Now, is that the work of somebody trying to come clean, or is that the work of somebody who has something monstrous to hide? I ask you that question.
Well, I think everybody can answer that. That seems insane, especially if they're asking the world, not people, just the world, to buy their bonds, to invest. That's what they're asking. Hey, come invest in America, and we can't even get a straight shooter printout of even what's going on. It's insane.
But they're saying buy our bonds, but we're never going to tell you how much money we've printed.
Let me talk about the repo market. 2 months ago now, two and a half months ago, the middle of September, there was a moment when the interest rate shot up to about 10%. The banks wouldn't loan to each other. The interbank lending overnight window to provide liquidity to, you know, make sure everything balances out overnight. It basically was closed. It was a desperate – that becomes a really desperate situation. The Federal Reserve of New York began to basically – print money out of thin air, and we're talking $4 trillion about, and this was admitted on corporate media, which about floored me in and of itself. Pete Santilli on Santilli Exchange had a guest, Richard Grant, who said this to the world. I my jaw almost hit the floor. They told us in the last 2.5 months that the government has printed $4 trillion vis-a-vis the overnight repo market into the banks. What are we looking at?
Okay, well, that is maybe not a very honest representation of what's occurred, because
straighten us out.
There's two ways the Fed has been putting money into the market in recent months. It began with overnight repos. And what an overnight repo is banks have securities, but they're short of cash. So what the banks do is they sell the securities to the Fed, and this is what a repo is. So a bank who has security but needs cash, they sell the security to the Fed today, and then they buy it back from them tomorrow. Okay, so that would be an overnight repo. And so if I do $100 billion worth of that today, where I sell my securities to the Fed and then I repurchase them from the Fed the next day, but then tomorrow I repeat the process on $100 million or $100 billion, I haven't done $200 billion. What I've done is $100 billion, but I've repeated the process and rolled it over day after day after day. So these 4 trillion numbers that people are coughing up, they are stacking or saying it cumulatively it adds up to that, but it's not really 4 trillion that's been put in the market. It's a certain number that's been rolled on an overnight or on a short-term basis over and over again.
Are they paying it back the next morning? Because I'm hearing that.
Yeah, I mean that is the, by definition, that is what happens. That's what a repo is. Okay, I mean now the Fed is, you know, and that's called a temporary liquidity add. Okay, because it's got a very defined period of time. It's an overnight loan that gets repaid the next day. But the Fed is all, so that's called a temporary liquidity add. But the Fed is also engaged in permanent liquidity add because they are actually outright purchasing out of the cash markets $60 billion worth of U.S. government debt on a monthly basis. And that's a permanent add because that trade doesn't get reversed, any time, described at all. And that's called the Fed inflating their balance sheet because that's a permanent add of money. And that is historically highly inflationary. Okay, but we've got the Fed growing their balance sheet on a permanent add basis, and we have the repos occurring on a short-term basis. And what both of these represent or what they illustrate is that the world doesn't have appetite for U.S. government debt, which is why the Fed has to act as the buyer of last resort. And what it means is that the world's full of American debt and doesn't want more. Okay, so then I'm going to add in, and now I'm going to throw in the 21 extra trillion of dark money that's in the Exchange Stabilization Fund, because that money's been at work all along as well. And you see, what it really amounts to is the U.S. Treasury is monetizing U.S. debt. And that's why all this money is hitting the system. It wants to go into things, trying to get into tangible stuff. It's being stymied in the precious metals markets, because we have the price discovery mechanisms, in the Western world. We have COMEX in New York, where the gold price is set, and it doesn't matter how much buying there is on COMEX, it's matched with unfathomable amounts of selling in paper form, in form of futures contracts.
So for people, let me pause right there, just so our audience understands that, because I think that's critically important. So basically, there's a certain amount of silver, a certain amount of gold in the world that's actual physical. So what they did, instead of trading that, let's not drag our gold to the market every day back and forth. If you want to buy and sell, we're going to sell paper contracts. And those paper contracts, there may be 1 million ounces of gold at stake, but in paper contracts, they may make that 100 million and back and forth. It's just tickets. Well, so basically, they've created – explain that.
Yeah, well – Let's put it in terms of this. Out of the Earth's crust every year, roughly 100 million ounces of gold are mined. Okay, from all the mines where gold is taken out of the Earth's crust, roughly 100 million ounces of gold are mined every year. And what we see on a heavy volume day on COMEX exchange, we sell the equivalent of 100 million ounces sold in a 5-hour trading session.
Wow.
Okay. So, you see, there isn't 100 million ounces of gold for sale anywhere in the world, okay? Period. And it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher.
Impossible.
Yeah. So basically, we have an exchange that claims to be, you know, producing honest price discovery in terms of what an ounce of gold is worth. But they're selling the annual supply of, and this is just one exchange, because there's a trade that's as big in, going on in London every day, and there's a trade going on in Asia, in China, but you have this, you know, you've got these exchanges, and they're selling the amount of gold in paper form that comes out of the Earth's crust in a year in one trading session. And silver is even worse.
Is what we're seeing in Hong Kong, the kind of fight for Hong Kong back and forth, is that a de facto fight to take over that Asian market so we can have some honest market there?
Well, I look at what's going on in Hong Kong and what's going on in Venezuela and what's going on in Syria. It all amounts to geopolitical tension, and geopolitical tension is rife and rising because the money is in question, okay? And it all comes back to the money. And we've got central banks around the world buying gold at a pace that hasn't been seen in the last 60 years. And, you know, to give you an idea, this is a list that I made up in about 10 minutes of searching on the internet of central banks that have bought gold so far this year, okay? And understand, let me preface it by saying this. You know, 10 years ago, there were no central banks, maybe other than China, buying gold at all. But here's a list of central banks that have bought gold recently. Malta, Greece, Kenya, Kazakhstan, United Arab Emirates, Russia, China, Poland, Germany, Turkey, Qatar, the European Central Bank, Kyrgyzstan, Mongolia, and Serbia.
Wow.
And I'm sure there are more. But these are ones that I can actually get headlines for that having purchased recently. So, and despite all this physical, you see, these guys, all these central banks, they don't buy futures contracts. When they buy gold, they buy physical gold. Okay? And physical gold is becoming harder and harder and harder to source in the real world for people who, like these central banks, who want to buy. Because they have more dollars than there is gold to purchase. Okay, and these entities that are buying gold, they have reserve accounts where they have unfathomable amounts of dollars, and they would trade it all for gold if they could, but they can't, because the physical supply of gold is completely and utterly decoupled from the amount of selling that occurs in paper form on exchanges like the COMEX. And I mean, when you think about the amount of selling that occurs in one trading session, Just consider this for a moment, if you will. In 2016, General Motors worldwide produced 10 million cars. What do you think the price would be on the last General Motors car would be if I had to sell 10 million cars in 5 hours?
Wow.
So, I mean, it's ridiculous that a world's worth of supply of gold is sold on one exchange in 5 hours in New York. It's fraud.
Gold is making all-time highs across the world in different currencies. Obviously, in America, it's languishing about 1,500. Canada, Yeah. I'm not sure what their price
right.
is. In
because
Canada.
The dollar's strong.
Yeah. And so, this is all in your mind, this is all an illusion. When will this illusion be uncovered? When will this stop? When will silver is the most undervalued commodity in the world to me. When is silver going to stop being under $20 an hour or an ounce?
Well, I mean, now I mentioned that roughly 100 million ounces of gold are mined from the Earth's crust every year, and roughly 8.5 times that amount of silver is mined from the Earth's crust every year. So Mother Nature would tend to be supportive of the notion that an ounce of silver should be about maybe 1/8 to 1/9 the price of gold. And the price of gold is currently, let's just round it off and say a price of gold right now is $1,500. So if an ounce of silver cost 1/10 of the price of gold, an ounce of silver would be trading for $150.
Wow.
Instead, its price is under 20. And it's having trouble holding 17.
Yeah, and gold and the price of gold is suppressed even to begin with. The price of gold should be many times higher than we got about 5-6 minutes left for our audience. You've given us a lot to digest. I'd love to have you on again to get into some of these things deeper. What are some solutions? What is the solution? What should people have on their mind besides pulling their hair out when they leave from this interview?
If you don't own some physical metal and if you have investable assets, I think it makes a lot of sense to own some physical metal, and you know, and where you hide it and where you store it is my advice would be to use your imagination. But I wouldn't keep it in a bank. I wouldn't keep it in a safety deposit box. And I try to get people if they are inclined to buy physical metal, I try to get them to self store their metal, as opposed to having it with a third party where it could disappear. And I know that in some cases people don't have the ability or facilities to self-store, in which case you've got to do your own due diligence in terms of who is the third party that's going to have access to your metal. So, you know, I guess maybe a guy like Gerald Celente says it really well when he says calls it the 3 G's, gold, grub, and a getaway plan. So, you know.
And guns. He says guns.
Well, gold, I guess guns. Maybe it's 4 G's.
Yeah, it's 4 G's.
So, you know, having some, or having a degree of preparedness, in terms of storable food, I think is critical. Having some precious metal, which, you know, precious metals prices have never gone to zero. Okay. We've had internet stocks come and go. We've had equities go to zero many, you know, throughout history. Every fiat currency ever devised by mankind has gone to zero. They have a perfect batting record. They all go to zero eventually. And there's hundreds upon hundreds of them that have gone to zero. You know, over the last 200 or 300 years.
And do you have a timetable in your mind? We only have about 2 minutes left, Rob. Do you have a timetable for when, you know, we're going to see this basically silver and gold price pop? It's kind of going to be the canary in the coal mine, so to speak. When do you see that?
I think we're in the middle right now of dollar repudiation, where foreign countries are absolutely shunning the dollar and U.S. government debt. And I think the destruction of the dollar is well underway right now. And I think things are going to get extremely messy very, very soon. And it's really hard to put an exact date, but I think we're witnessing the ungluing of what is the support structure for the dollar. It's coming apart before our eyes right now. And it, as evidenced by the degree of repos and the degree of money that's being fed into the system, there's no appetite from foreigners for U.S. government debt, so it's being monetized. And it won't be long before we start to see the inflation in our lives. We are going to hyperinflate. End of story.
Are we going to deflate first? Some people say deflation, then hyperinflation. Or are we in deflation right now? Silver's cheap right now.
Well, I mean, silver is artificially cheap right now. The free market hasn't made silver cheap. I mean, if I put a bag over your head and you can't breathe, does that mean there's no air? Well, for you it does. But that doesn't mean that
That's right.
Air has all disappeared.
That for me, there would be no air. That's right. The election coming up, I mean, are they taking that $21 trillion and basically buying time till that election's over next year?
A very, very good question. I would only state that the people who control the money are globalists, and Trump is not a globalist. He's a nationalist, and that's why they hate him.
Mm. Rob Kirby, Kirby Analytics is the website. Rob, stay there 1 second after we leave to stay on air. Don't hang up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure. The rest of the week, we got Wayne Elliott. We have Dr. Randy Short, Robert David Steele will be here, and Dr. Edward Group. So have a great evening. Remember, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intends you. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.